In a quiet one-room studio in the Ojai Valley, an artist is working on his drawings, which mix real-life plants with fantastic-looking creatures straight out of his imagination. It's the latest twist in a more than four-decade career for a man who helped create special effects for some of the biggest movie blockbusters of all time. From some of the Star Wars series of movies to Star Trek, Jeff Mann was one of the major players at Iconic Industrial Light and Magic, the Northern California movie and television special effects company founded by George Lucas. Mann says even as a child, he knew that art would be the focus of his life.
I was born in Hollywood, and I grew up in Southern California. And my goal from a little kid was to work for Disney and be an animator or some sort of an artist.
After graduating from high school and spending a year surfing in Hawaii, Mann moved to San Francisco, where he enrolled at San Francisco State. He used his abilities as a craftsman to pay his way through school, refurbishing boats as he lived in an old fish processing facility on a Sausalito dock, which he turned into an art studio. Lucas heard about Mann's work as an artist and liked what he saw when he visited the young man's studio.
George was looking for people. I had built a lot of different things. I knew mechanics and all sorts of things like that. Lauren Peterson, who ran the model shop for Star Wars, came up here with George, came to my studio and saw my work and hired me.
It was an era before computer-generated movie special effects. It was all done with models and creative photography. Mann joined the special effects company as it was going from an in-house operation to one creating effects for the industry at large.
He wanted to do not only his movies, but other movies too. And he wanted to have it. Lucasfilm is a studio. He basically said to us, I'm going to go write Return of the Jedi. He says, you guys have everything you need to have your own business here, so go find some clients.
A trio of smash hit movies helped put ILM on the map.
We did visual effects. It was either work that was either impossible, too dangerous, or too expensive to do. So we would do it trick photography kind of thing. So we went out and we found three jobs. Spielberg hired us to do E.T. Toby Hooper hired us to do Poltergeist. Paramount hired us to do Star Trek II.
Mann says out of all the movies he worked on, one is definitely the most memorable.
I call it Revenge of the Jedi because that was the name of it when we were working on it. I'd say that was probably the most fun and the coolest because we put all hands on deck on that. George really wanted to blow it out.
Mann spent 25 years with Industrial Light and Magic, rising to vice president of creative operations. A few years ago, he and his wife decided it was time for a new chapter in their lives, which included a move from Northern back to Southern California.
The company grew from less than 100 people to 2,500 people. I had gone from being a model maker in the beginning to vice president of creative operations. My kids had grown up. My wife and I said, okay, what's next? It was time to go.
After stints living in L.A., Ojai, and Carpinteria, they decided to stay in Ojai at a home surrounded by orchards on the eastern outskirts of the city. He's returned to his early days as an artist with the studio, pencils, and sketch pads.
My work is inspired and informed by nature because I can't out-design what's out there in nature. I can surely learn from it and observe it and use parts of it.
So in his drawings, you see plants mixed with incredible-looking, often abstract-like creatures. Mann loves sharing his art to see how people interpret it.
First, it attracts their attention because there's a lot going on. So I want you to see it, and then I want you to really see it. Use your imagination.
Mann's Ojai Studio is part of this weekend's 2016 Ojai Studio Artist Tour. It's a more than three-decade-long event which gives art lovers the chance to meet artists, see them in action, and perhaps even buy a work for their home. You can find out more about the Studio Artist Tour through a link you'll find on our website, kclu.org. In Ojai, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.